Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here with you for a Survivor exit interview. And today I am on the road here in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, the site of where we had a great RHAP live show Wednesday night. I'm very excited to share it with the world. It was one of my favorite live shows that we've done. So I think it came out really, really well. So looking forward for you to hear what me and the panel had to say about this episode. It was a really fun episode to watch with the crowd here in Toronto. So can't wait for you to check out that. I can't wait to check out the Survivor Know-It-Alls because I heard it was a great one with Stephen Fishback holding it down with Dr. Evie Jagoda. Of course, that podcast and video is up for you to check out as well. And then you can also see my recap of the episode on stage with the crowd. That's going to be going up on our YouTube channel later on in the day on Thursday. Plus, you can also see my exit interview here with Danny and see what it looks like when I'm doing a podcast not in my studio. On Monday, I'm going to have Bryce Isaiah on the feedback show. So get your feedback questions in for Bryce coming up on Monday. So I see that we have Danny here on the line. Let's go ahead and bring him in. Hey, Danny, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, nice to talk to you. So much to go through, such a big part of the season. Can I start off with your game, Full Tilt Boogie, for sure. At the Tribal Council, there was a lot of talk about coulda, shoulda, wouldas. Do you feel like that coming out of the game, you have any coulda, shoulda, woulda?
No, I don't live like that. I pulled triggers. I played aggressively. I had blast. And onto the next journey. Like, that's the way I look at it. And coulda, woulda, shoulda. No, I think that's the game for losers. What I mean by that is that to move forward is the beautiful part. Like, the fact of going in and this and I love to give credit to, like, this is the same thing with the pre-merge people. Is like, you went out, you took a shot, whether you were voted out first or after the merge, or let's say you get to the final three. It's like, you're someone who takes on adventures, takes on journeys. And the fact that the reason, and Jeff talks about this a lot, it's like, the reason why it's exciting is because you're probably not going to win and you're still taking the shot. Mm-hmm. So, nah, I have absolutely no regrets. I think that's not a good philosophy to look at it that way.
So there were definitely a lot of surprises at that tribal council that we saw last night, from Carolyn's idol to, you know, ultimately the outcome of the vote for you. But how big of a blindside was it that Lauren and Jamie didn't stick with you and Heidi?
Yeah. I was surprised. I you know, we'll see. You know, there's so many levels to Survivor, and it's so easy to be like, well, you should have done this. And it's like, I did, like, you don't, like, there's so many levels of like people going in and out and relationships people have. So at the time, yeah, I was really surprised. But yeah, like, you know, you don't really know until you talk to people, like, you know, what we were going to get here. And then things make more sense.
So you said that you didn't think it was believable that Heidi would have voted against you at the previous vote. Now, what would have changed for you if you would have believed what Jam Jam and Carson had said?
No, I didn't care. Like, he told me, go up to Heidi and I said, hey, we get back on the same page now. To me, it's like, that didn't work. Like, at the time when I said that to Heidi, I did believe she voted for me. And then she convinced me, because I guess I feel as though I conveyed to her that, like, you can tell me I genuinely have no connectivity, and I never did, towards people voting for Last Tribal. Like, I wanted a malleable game of fluidity, meaning, yeah, like, I will vote. I mean, look at what I did with Franny. Like, I went from one where I'm like, oh, gotta save Franny, and then, you know, two tribals later, I'm like, Franny's got to go. Like, and it was never any kind of, like, connectivity. It's like, you know, it's never personal, strictly business. And it's like, what's going to propel my game forward? So Heidi at the time thought her game would get propelled forward by voting on me for some reason. I didn't see the logic. That's why I had such a difficult time believing it. Because I'm like, I know this person is incredibly logical. This is not a move that makes sense to me at the time. Now, that being said, very easily, you know how Survivor comes, you know, things blow like your bag in the wind. It very easily could have been me going home, and then Heidi's a genius. So, you know, and taking out, you know, somebody who is your number one, but, like, is also, you know, somebody who makes a lot of waves and does that. So at the time, it didn't make sense to me, but it could have very easily made sense to me if I went home. So that's,
yeah. Okay, so when you had said to Heidi about how, you know, we don't need your vote at this tribal council, was there a misunderstanding between the two of you?
Yeah, from watching her face, how I came across was not how I wanted to come across. And that was definitely a flawed, flawed gameplay on my, and just flawed communication. Mm-hmm. Because my goal there, and you know, obviously I'm rushing, like, people could be coming over, so I'm kind of like,
sure,
getting my words out quickly, is that I wanted Heidi. I my impression was I was empowering Heidi. Carson, Jam Jam do not want me to tell you this. They say, we don't need your numbers. You're my number one, so I'm going to tell you anyway. They told me that, like, basically that you've communicated that you're willing to go against me. But I'm like, let me keep Heidi close and make sure she knows, like, keep this relationship, like, solid. I don't want to, like, blindside Heidi. And also, I was telling her that for this, we don't need your numbers. You could throw a vote on whoever you want, in, like, and maybe kind of hide a vote. Use it. I'm not telling you what to do. Mm-hmm. I'm not telling you vote on Franny, because I'm not telling you. I'm not being a tyrant and being like, you're voting on Franny. I say, hey, we don't need your vote. So you can actually throw it on whoever you want, maybe, and basically play your own strategic game. Utilize that as a tool that, you know, where the vote's going, but you don't need to be a part of that vote. Therefore, you can manipulate your circumstance as you will. That was my plan for it, but that was a rush. I'm like, hey, people come around the corner. So that was my plan. It definitely, definitely came across, through no fault of Heidi, it definitely came across like me being like, listen, this is what's happening. You don't, you know, we don't even need your vote, which, you know, learning experience.
Yeah. For sure. Survivor's a big learning experience. Can you go back to also from last week about Jamie? Nobody believed her that she came through, that she had the story. Yeah, you said it's not even a good story. But ultimately, it seemed like that had, you know, just puts water under the bridge this week. Was there any sort of resolution from that, from when she originally told the story?
Yeah. I don't know if I can say it.
Okay. All right. Well, then we'll keep going. So
okay. I'll be vague. Okay. I said something in Tribal that if she had, if her story wasn't real, then it would have come to fruition. So okay. After that.
I appreciate that. Right. Can you talk about your relationship with Carolyn? Because going back from when you went on the journey together and had the lunch, it seemed like that Carolyn was not the biggest fan of yours moving forward. Was that clear to you when you were out there, or did you have a better relationship than we saw?
I think yes and yes. Both are true. I knew I wasn't her cup of tea. Carolyn's super nice. So she doesn't have it in her to be mean to anybody. So I knew I wasn't like, you know, she wasn't like the biggest fan of me, but, I didn't know how much she was like connected towards me wanting me to go home through, not being a fan of me. Also like me and Carolyn were like the, hyperactive wood getters. So like, you know, as much as, I was like, if we did bond on anything, it'd be that. We're kind of like, I would say the only people that actually cared about the fire, mm-hmm. in any way, shape or form. And even in our passion for the fire, we clashed a little bit about our approach towards the fire, but, no, I didn't know the extent at which she was gunning for me. But I did know that she wasn't the biggest, she wasn't my biggest fan.
So going back to that initial meetup with Carolyn, you and Brandon hit it off and it was seemingly like an alliance was born. Hey, we're going to watch each other. People like us have a hard time winning the game. But ultimately, we didn't really see that come to fruition when you got to the merge. Was that all just talk, or was there more to what we didn't see when you and him did meet up?
Both. I knew that going in there, that I wanted to make either an alliance or a facade of an alliance. And then I was going to play it out from there. I always wanted a game of malleability and fluidity, that I never wanted to be attached to any particularly like, this is my guy, so I'm going to go forward with. So yeah, we definitely connected like from a friendship. Like he's from Philly, I'm from the Bronx. Like, and I just, think he's an incredible human being. And then when it comes to like Carolyn came and she convinces, she had a tactic, like, she had a plan to manipulate Brandon and I and like, into believing that she's emotionally fragile and mm-hmm. going home that night. And, Brandon went, gave her a pep talk. I can't really talk for myself. Like, obviously I'm a fan of myself, so I'm going to be biased when it comes to like how things are perceived. So I won't talk for me. I'll talk of this. I'm watching Brandon. I know him, very well now. He's not someone who's going to be rude to anybody. Maybe I am, but, okay. I was surprised. I feel like if anything, like they didn't give Brandon a really good, shot there.
But did you and him really ever talk about post-merge about, hey, like, let's do this. Like, we could be each other's shields.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. We talked about it. He had so much power and was so amazing at reading people and counting votes and figuring out where that actual idol is. He knew every single idol play. I'm like, mm-hmm. obviously he can't show every single conversation everybody had. He spoke to everybody. Everybody loved him. He's a challenge beast. He knew that Matt lost his vote. And that's when I knew this guy is freakishly smart. Like, so you look at this guy who is this NFL player, and now he also goes, yo, and Matt lied to me. Matt did not vote for Josh going home. So that made him distrust Matt. Mm-hmm. And when he told me that, I remember being like scared, like being like, this dude is playing this game and he's like a tactician. Like, that's a lot going on. What is there, 12 people at the time or 11 people?
Yeah.
And he knew every vote. He goes, this is how I know Matt lost his vote. He goes, this person voted this. This person voted this. This person voted this. So I'm like, holy shit. That's when in my mind, I'm like, I there's a heat shield is one thing, but somebody who is running this game is another. So let's go for him.
Yeah. Could you also then just give us the backstory on De Niro face and the idea to do that at Tribal Council when you got voted out of the game?
Yeah. You know, the De Niro face is something I really love doing. I thought, you know, if Jeff is going to snuff my torch, I wanted to do it doing something I love. And I love me some De Niro face.
This was a big week for Robert De Niro. It got announced that he's having baby number 7.
Yo. How does the universe work, man? I love it. And congratulations.
Full Tilt Boogie.
And you know what? Full Tilt Boogie, baby. Still going 80 years old. I hope I'm still.
Which De Niro role best encapsulated your game, Danny?
Which De Niro role? I would say De Niro in Goodfellas.
Okay.
Yeah. Very like... I was all business. I did not bring emotionality into my gameplay. Maybe that's a flaw. Maybe it's something I should work on. But yeah, totally separated. Like nothing was personal, strictly business. Like as much as you know, you could use emotionality. To me, I think I enjoyed the game a lot more than I would have if I was connected and worried about, like, I can't believe Heidi did this to me. She voted on me, as opposed to like, I guess she thought it was good for a game at the time, but I'm still going to hear lovely stories about her, her two girls and husband, which allowed me to really like get to kind of connect with people. Cause like, you know, even like look at me and Lauren, like, I'll tell you, like, a lot of it didn't get aired because it's just not gameplay, but like me and Lauren would always BS, you know, or like our boys, I'm actually one of their favorite players. So
cool. Well, Danny, thank you for making some time to talk about everything, and all the best outside the game. Okay.
Thanks so much.
All right. Take care. Bye. All right, everybody. There you have it. Interesting exit interview with Danny. I will say, it does make it a little bit of a challenge to try to do the exit interview if you don't believe in coulda, shoulda, woulda as a concept, because that's kind of like the whole idea of the podcast. But do appreciate getting Danny's insight on a lot of different things that we didn't get to see completely on the episode. So I appreciate all of that from Danny. All right. We are going to take a break. When we come back, Jordan Kalish is going to be here for This Week in Survivor History, recorded earlier this week.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right. It was a busy week of a Survivor. And of course, back with us to talk about it and what happened. Actually, we're not going to talk. We're going to talk nothing about what happened this week. We're only going to talk about the stuff that happened in previous weeks with this man. It's Jordan Kalish. Jordan, how are you?
I'm doing great, Rob. It was such a long week. It felt like such a long time since we've spoken. How have you been?
Hopefully pretty good. Full disclosure, we're recording this before I go to Toronto, so hopefully everything's going well there.
Yeah, I hope that all the patrons had a great time, all the people who went to the Toronto show, the survivors, you, Sam Moore. I hope everyone had a great time in Toronto.
We hope so. Okay, Jordan, so we're on to the second week in May here. And of course, busy week in Survivor. A lot of Survivor seasons coming to an end. So where are we going?
All right. So we are going to go all the way back to Survivor Fiji. And this is going to be a nice Yao Man question. Love Yao Man.
Yeah.
When Yao Man played his idol, how many votes against him did he negate?
I would say he negated 5 votes.
This is the Survivor Fiji final six, and that is incorrect. You know when I said final six that it was incorrect. It was actually 4. I will allow you to redeem yourself. You won't get the full 2 points for the question.
Okay,
This is too easy. I was going to say you could get the 4 people. You know the 4 people who. I'm not going to give you points for this. You're going to know the 4 people who.
All right,
who
make
voted,
up your mind. What do you want to do?
Yao Man. Yeah, you're not going to get points, but tell me who are the 4 that voted for Yao Man here.
Stacy, Boo, Dreams, and Cassandra.
Yes, Earl would never do that. So that's correct on the people. No points because that was too easy. But you 4 is the correct answer. Did you think it was the final 7?
I thought it was the final 7.
Interesting. Okay. It was final 6. And this is, again, this one I am going to tell you in the question that this is going to be about a Survivor final 6. Similar question. This is question number 2. When Sandra played her immunity idol at the Heroes versus Villains final 6, how many votes against her did she negate?
I'm going to say 0.
That is incorrect. It was 2.
What, Colby and Rupert?
Colby and Rupert. So a rare cold start, Rob. You're off to a 0 point start.
Well,
Colby
I am
Rupert.
In terror of Canada.
The two, that is true. The two the two heroes did try to vote for her there. So we are going to go.
Is
to
it
question.
Over? Did I lose already? Should we just wrap it up?
There's 3 more questions. I think if you nail the next 3 questions, it could potentially be a win. Maybe if you get the verbal rebus, that could be something. Mm-hmm. So question 3, who did Mama C idol out of the game in Survivor Worlds Apart?
I believe it was her friend, Tyler Fredrickson.
Unfortunately, Rob, she did vote for Tyler.
Oh, is Dan?
It was Dan Foley. Rob, this Toronto, you know, the
can
Canada,
I go do an Ofer?
You might. This might be the first ever Twitch Ofer. You are 0-3 here. You are colder than Willie Calhoun at the plate. You're like an Aaron Hicks right now. Mm-hmm. Not great.
Aaron
Bob.
Hicks could be red hot by the time that this podcast airs.
Aaron Hicks is going to have a OPS lower than 100 by the time this podcast airs. Okay, so question number 4. Let's see if you can get on the board here. In Survivor Korong, Joe Del Campo fatefully won the Final 5 reward challenge and got to take 2 players. He proceeded to make a final 3 deal on the reward, which, much like the meat in his digestive tract, never came to pass. Who did he go on the reward with?
I mean, you say never came to pass, I'm pretty sure.
Eventually probably did. Not on the show. That poop was not canon.
Who did he... I'm sure eventually it was poop canon. But in terms of who did he go on the reward with, I believe it was Aubrey and Sydney.
Aubrey and Sydney. So you are on the board. You get 2 correct points for that question.
Number 2.
Number two. And we are you're 1-1 for 4 in terms of questions so far. Let's see if you could redeem yourself on the
You'd
last
You'd be thrilled
question.
If Aaron Hicks could go 1-4.
If you could go one for 8 in like a week, I'd be happy. Question number 5. This is the last question of the quiz. Survivor Ghost Island's Loved One channel is mainly known for Aunt Patty and Wendell.
Did you call it the Loved Ones channel?
Challenge. Did I say channel? I wrote challenge. Says challenge on my sheet.
Yeah.
Is
that like on Pluto TV, the Loved Ones channel?
That's exactly what it is. They should do an old channel. Like, if we're not going to get it on the show anymore, just have a
bring back the auction channel on loop.
Bring back the auction and the loved ones visit. Ghost Island's loved one challenge is mainly known for Aunt Patty and for Wendell giving up his spot on the reward for an advantage. But who actually won this challenge?
I believe. I know Dom went on the challenge, but did he win it? I know. I'm going to say, I believe it might have been, I'm going to say he's Seabass that won the challenge.
Seabass is correct. You get 2 points there. Unfortunately, you do not get a win for the week. And you're right. He did take Dom. Obviously, he chose to take Wendell, who gave up his spot. And then he took Donathan. He took all the all the bros. It was a big bro down on the loved ones challenge. So unfortunately, for the first time in a while, you do not get a win on Twitch. Mm-hmm. But I am not going to punish the listeners for your loss. I'm still giving you the verbal rebus. This is going to be a quick verbal rebus.
Thank you. Thank you, Jordan Kalish.
Yes, you're welcome.
New rule. Everybody thank Jordan.
Man of the people, Jordan Kalish, as always. Okay. This person wanted to make a shelter out of rocks.
Okay, Deb.
Deb, plus hurt her knee on season 37.
B.
Yes, plus Survivor's first ever male boot.
BB?
Yes. So who do we have?
Debbie BB?
Debbie BB from Survivor Token Chains.
Debbie BB is her name.
Debbie BB is her name. B-E-E-B-E is Debbie's last name.
I would go by Deborah, I think.
I think I would too. It's a really a lot of B's. I could have just gone like with just like B and BB. I could have gone with almost all B and BB questions for this and just added them and subtracted them from Debbie's name, and we would have gotten there eventually. But you get the verbal rebus. Unfortunately, you don't get the win. Hopefully next week you are back on a winning streak. You know, they say what happens in Canada stays in Canada, so hopefully the losing streak stays there.
All right. Jordan Kalish, where can people keep up with you?
You can follow me on Twitter at Jordan Kalish, tweeting about Survivor and sports mainly. And again, my Survivor viewing parties have always been a lot of fun. So if you want to check those out, you can hit me up.
All right. For appearing on the show this week, you will get a Cartier watch, of course.
Yeah, baby. Provided, I've been pawning them off like crazy every time I
provided go provided by Survivor Panama's A. Cardi, Austin Cardi, maker of fine watches, wherever fine watches are sold. Jordan, yes, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you next time.
Talk to you soon, Rob.
All right, buddy, there you have it. Jordan Kalish on the exit interview this week in Survivor History. Tough week for your guy on the this week in Survivor History. That being said, really appreciate you checking out our exit interview. Had such a nice time here in Toronto talking with everybody. We're going to have our Big Brother Canada coverage as well coming live here from Toronto on Thursday night. So I hope you check that out as well. And then I will be back home over the weekend. And then on Monday, I'll have a feedback show with Bryce Isaiah. So hope you join us then for that. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty,
and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.